Take Me Home by Allison Amato. 1. The Patapsco is calm. Steady the way one might be in a crisis. The skyline glints and flickers, lighting up like the inside of a geode, cracked open. Headlights, little orbs, dash eastbound as smoke billows and power fails. It came down, a bridge of sand, grains of light dissolving into the river like sugar into black tea, lost to a ship in the dark. 2. My aunt lives with Parkinson's and dementia and barely any teeth. Her eyes, too, dried up honeycombs, paper-thin artifacts. She is restless in her legs, her left arm both rigid and wandering, index finger pointed the way a teacher may have scolded her when teachers did that sort of thing. Her words are my words, and so I must craft every question before I ask. I see you are shifting in your chair. Can I help you? Among all her confusion, she hides a joke or two, usually at my father's expense. But mostly she cries, "My God, my God, my God, I can't do this. My God, my God, my God, I used to be beautiful. My God, my God, my God, take me home." 3. And the water recedes the way a father takes back tears. The ground is silt and sewage, and we are mud skippers, dragging along slick with anger. Where are the watches and wallets thick with school pictures and funeral cards? The door frame memorialized in tick marks, the pill case of baby teeth, the clay bowl and photo stacks sticky with heat. And what about the stain on the carpet? Tear off our clothes, pack mud in the wounds.